Welcome back to another episode of Navigating Postpartum with me, Jeray Williams. I'm so glad that you took a moment to tune in, to pour into yourself. And I'm so happy that I was able to create a space for moms who are struggling with postpartum or just want to redefine themselves to come and figure out, how can I get back to myself? How can I pour into myself? How can I show up and be that woman that I desire to be? This is the space, and I'm just so happy that you are entrusting me with that. And today we're going to be talking about the importance of taking care of yourself. Oftentimes, a lot of women, and I know I used to be guilty of just putting myself last. And when you put yourself last, you're going to be burnt out. You're going to feel like resentment towards the people around you, and you won't be able to show up like you want to. So let's talk about it. Moms need alone time. Have you ever experienced when you could just leave the house without the kids and be able to enjoy walking through the store, or just riding in silence, or just driving in the car, listening to your music uninterrupted? Have you experienced that? If you haven't, I pray that you can have those moments. It's nothing like it. You're going to come back to the house feeling like a brand new person. But being without your kids at times, it makes you feel like yourself. You can really date yourself and figure out, who am I without my children? Because remember, our kids are going to eventually grow up and leave the house, but you're still going to be with yourself, and you don't want to lose yourself in the process. And I want you to be able to work on your wellness areas. And wellness areas are such as your physical, your mental, your emotional, spiritual, social, environmental, and financial needs to be filled with balance. This is critical. And let me tell you a little bit about each one. And I'm citing it from the Clarion University that I use for the wellness wheel. It usually shows me and breaks down, like, what do I need to do in each area? So you may not be able to see the wheel, but I can link it in the description below. And I'm going to read you a little bit from each one. Your physical wellness involves moving your body, such as exercise, eating well-balanced meals, sleeping, managing stress, receiving preventative medical and dental care, and getting health screenings. That's physical. In a way that you can work on your physical wellness, you can really work on exercising a little bit at a time. For me personally, I only work out 10 minutes a day. That's it. You know, that's enough time to get my body moving, but also makes me feel good. Eating well-balanced meals where you can meal prep and plan meals ahead, or even sometimes you might have to eat a salad from Chick-fil-A or something so that you can have those wellness. Sleeping, I know that is tough as a new mom. Sleep is not always there, but even if you get a little bit of something or spend a lot of time resting, that's going to help fill you up, okay? And you have to figure out ways to manage your stress. I know for me, I have 3 non-negotiables I do every single day that I'm getting back into. That's my quiet time when I wake up early and I'm reading my Bible and really pouring into myself to start the day. I'm exercising for my little 10 minutes and I'm reading. Those are the things that keep me balanced. It makes me happy. Oh yeah, y'all, I love working in my garden as well. I've been gardening in this new season that I am in, and I love it. It's really relaxing, and I think that's the one that I usually really do to manage my stress. Like, y'all, I feel like a brand new person every time I come back into the house. And it's not like a big garden. I have pots right now, but I know eventually it's going to grow into even more than what it is. But you have to start where you're at, you know? For your mental, let me tell you. That's your intellectual and wellness. It means staying curious and engaged in learning new things. So find new activities that you like to do. Make you a little bucket list and figure out, what is it that you want to do and what you want to learn about? Engage in creative activities, read for pleasure, be aware of social and political issues. If that's something that you really enjoy, or join a club, find new things, like make you a little bucket list to figure out, how can I show up as that woman that I want to be? So for me, I always wrote me a list in my phone and my notes. It's about, who do I want to be and how am I going to become her? I have a little list, and if you guys are interested, I can share it with you to show you how I reflect on this list. And I'm like checking in, like, are you doing these things? Is this making you a better woman? If I'm not doing those things, I'm holding myself accountable to do so. The emotional side is maintaining healthy emotional life is important for your overall health. Some ways to stay emotionally healthy are to manage your stress levels, so finding things that you enjoy doing, getting more sleep, asking for help if you need to, seek therapy. Those are important things that you need to do in order to fulfill your emotional health. For spiritual, I know I read my Bible and I like to pray and I like to attend church. Those are the things that help me with my spiritual wellness, and that's the process of understanding your beliefs, your values, your ethics that help guide your life, what's grounded you. And it's important. Your environmental health is like, how are you taking care of your environment? For me, I always think about my personal surroundings, like decluttering the house, making sure that I'm cleaning and putting it on my schedule. Like, I don't clean up in one full cleaning anymore. So each day I do a little bit at a time, like maybe one load of laundry, sweep the floor, load the dishwasher. Those little things add up to make you have a clean home. Because I always feel like when you have a clean house, you have a clean mind. I don't know about y'all, but if you agree or if you disagree, let me know because that's how I feel. I just do a little bit at a time. I don't spend my whole day deep cleaning. Like, I'm a mom too now. Don't have that kind of time to do that. Financial wellness is like budgeting, making sure that you are taking care of your finances, planning for the future. You can do that by creating a budget, learning to be a good consumer, trying to find ways to save money, especially during the holidays coming up. I know that it's easy to just start cha-ching, 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 but if you prepare for it, you could do that. But if not, just start putting a little bit of money to the side so that you could be better off. And I know it's everything's getting expensive, so I say budget. Budget, budget, budget. But these are the things that help you achieve balance in your wellness areas. And don't get me wrong, balance is what you make it. So I know I find the things that are most important to me and I prioritize those things. But this wellness wheel is going to give you the full scope of how you can get there based on your beliefs. How do you want that to work for you? And I'm going to be honest, very transparent right here. I'm not always able to get alone time to do each one of these things that I enjoy. But when I'm unable to do that, I incorporate my children with me. So for example, say I want to go out to the garden, but I'm with the kiddos and my husband's working. I'm just going to take them out there with me. Or if I want to go for a walk, I take them with me. But I find things that I enjoy doing, so when I'm doing it, it's not always going to look ideal. I'm not going to always be alone, but I do it in the sense of I'm enjoying doing this and being open-minded. But it's important to make sure that you incorporate these things. And when you do have the time to do it, you do it. Because if you do not incorporate time to be alone or really take care of your wellness areas, you're going to be burnt out, you're going to be irritable. That's where the depression, anxiety comes in, and just extreme stress. Your physical health can also suffer by having headaches, weight gain, low immune system, health issues, even less sleep than you're already getting. And if you're not even convinced yet, like, I'm not going to have this alone time, I'm going to tell you these four other points. There's poor parenting practices, parenting distress, less patience. You're not going to be satisfied, enjoy your role as a mom. You're not going to be able to be present and happy. And you're going to be more on edge. Like, everything's going to bother you. And that can lead to harsh discipline in your children and even child abuse. And I'm not saying this to scare you, but I'm telling you this so you can be aware and know that you have to take a step back. Because sometimes we don't mean to do these things because we're just going, going, going. But you have to take a moment to pause and take care of you. Even if it's only 5 to 10 minutes a day, or if you wake up a little later, or go to sleep a little later, do these things because you deserve it. You deserve to take care of yourself. And thanks to Christina Hibbert, a psychologist that advocates for moms' mental health, gave me this list of things that I saw on her website, these breakdowns, plus this amazing example I'm about to read to you. Failing to give yourself a break is like loading a seesaw from both ends with heavier and heavier weight. Eventually, the board will snap. Your brain, without time away, will eventually do the same. In fact, recently, she had a client of hers who's a wonderful mother and a person, someone many people admire, found herself in a mental hospital because she had been unwilling to slow down, unwind, and ask for help. We don't have to do this ourselves. When I read that, I was like, it's so vital that we take care of ourselves because If we're not good, our home is not going to be good, our kids are not going to be good, we're not going to be able to flourish in our different areas of our life. And I will link her website below in the description so that you can check out her blog. It's really good. Like, I found it, came across it, and I just thought it was amazing. So, how do we get time alone? Like, you're telling me take care of myself. But Jeray, how do I do this? Here are five tips that I'm going to give you, and then we're going to be done. First, you need to ask your partner or your family and friends for a break to spend time alone. And if needed, don't be afraid to pay for a babysitter that's within your budget just for an hour so that you can get away. It may seem scary at first, but you need it. You need to go out and feel refreshed. You need to be able to mentally have clarity, emotional clarity, physical clarity. Sometimes we're tapped out. And for you to take that step away is going to make you feel amazing and make you feel that you can do it. Even for me, sometimes I have to tell my husband, like, yeah, I need a moment. And I used to feel bad when I did that. But once I got into a habit of doing this, I feel better. I know my emotional limits. I know how to take care of myself when need be. You need to have weekly family meetings with your partner. And if your children are older, have a meeting with them to schedule out those times for you and your partner to have alone time, for budgeting, all the things that's going to lead to a successful household with communication. The third one is create a list of things that make you happy, or what would you like to try? Like how I said, I made a list of things and of how I want to be. What things do I want to accomplish? And I know that it may seem like I don't know who I am. Look on YouTube, look on Pinterest, find different things that find you think are interesting and write that list. And when you have a moment, put it in your calendar to get it done when that time comes. That's when asking for help, asking for breaks come into option. And when you ask for something that does not make you weak, don't ever even think that. It takes a village to be a parent, and you have to know when to ask for help. My fourth point to you is know that you are worthy to have time to yourself. You don't have to feel like I have to carry it all. I have to do it all. You don't have to. Put that burden down and pick up the one that makes you happy, make you feel whole, make you feel just empowered and knowing that you are doing your best every day. So know you're worthy and replenish every drop that you give out. My last one is make it a habit, whether it's one slot daily or an hour or so once a week. Make it a habit. Take care of yourself. You matter. You deserve it. And I love you. And I know that you are worthy of this. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Tune in next week for a surprise because I started opening doors for interviews for the podcast. And now we're going to have some special guests coming on. So stay on the lookout. And if you are interested in coming on the podcast, I want you to go to my Instagram, Dre.Williams, click the link in my bio, and sign up. Make sure you fill out that form as well if you are interested. There's going to be a limited slots, so be sure. But until next time, be great. Know that I love you. You are doing your best, and you deserve to take care of yourself.